Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures tried to stay positive for corn and beans and just barely held on into the close, with December corn closing 1.25 cents higher at 345.5, and then soybeans just above unchanged, up about a penny here at 993.5 into the close. Now, they did close at their lowest point in the last couple hours of trade, right at the end, but they did close higher. Wheat futures, on the other hand, a different story. Wheat futures down 7.25 in December, Kansas City, at 615.75, and then down 8 cents even at 519.5 in the December Chicago wheat futures. Both of those under pressure and just trading lower throughout the day without any real significant rally. Of course, we do have some rainfall forecast here in the Southern Plains, and wheat harvest, or wheat planting rather, is going smoothly at this point. And if any rainfall, of course, it'll all be kind of postured around when that rainfall comes and when the wheat planting will carry on. It doesn't look like tomorrow's report will be really significant for wheat futures. It'll be more pertaining to the corn and beans. And of course, we haven't really talked about the freeze and frost situation in the far northern corn belt. There still is a risk. Friday morning will be the coldest part, but there's no real threat for widespread area of the corn and bean belt at this time.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Ethanol report this morning showed that production was up just an uptick from last week at 6.489 million barrels, and ethanol stocks up just a touch as well. Both kind of surprising. People are thinking with the cheaper corn futures and corn making low that we'll produce more ethanol, but we hadn't really seen it happen that way just yet. Ethanol profit margins have remained around the same at $1.70 a bushel using Iowa cash prices. And as always, you got the monthly report tomorrow, which will be the key thing that will most drive the market in the next 24 hours. It's a story of the big crop that just keeps getting bigger, and it's verified by some of the harvest yields we're seeing out of the southern growing belt for corn and beans. But the average guess for corn production is 14.288 billion bushels, where the highest was 14.69 billion bushels, so a really big crop with an average yield of 170.74. For beans, the average guess is 3.883 billion bushels with the average yield of 46.29. And both of those would be records. And if you use some of the yields you're hearing out of the field, you would even probably guess higher on both of those, corn and beans. And then with no real threat to here on the freeze in the next couple days here, with Friday being the coldest part, it looks like that's kind of subsided.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle up 2 at 159.70, December down 17 at 162.10. October feeder cattle down 62 at 227.12, November down 77 at 225.47. October lean hogs up 132 at 107.10, and December up 40 at 98.65. December Kansas City wheat down 7.5 at 615.5. March down 7.5 at 621.75. December Chicago wheat down 7 3/4 at 519 3/4. December corn up 1 1/2 at 345 3/4. March up 1 1/4 at 358 1/2. November soybeans up a penny at 993 3/4. January up 1 at $10 1/4. October cotton up 236 at 70.14 and March up 135 at 67.14. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.